So initially, I mean, I thought I was going to come in here and play a special teams. Some things happened. I was able to get in there and play a little bit of safety. My role right now, from week to week, you know, it's uncertain. If they need me to play special teams, I'm going to play special teams. If I'm needed on defense, I'm going to play defense. Whatever I need to do to help my team win, that's what I'm going to do.
You know, they took Brandon Ross and they put him down in the slot. I just think he's done it, but he's not done it a lot. Mm-hmm. Then you come in. Yet the defense, the continuity, the way you guys play together seems as good right now as it's been all year. How do you account for that, even though it's different moving parts? And
I would say communication is working together. As long as we're all on the same page in the back end, I think we're fine. Brandon Ross moving into the slot position, to the nickel, it's no different. You know, as long as we give the calls and we're all on the same page, you know, we can play a sound football.
When I'm sure it was disappointing when they cut you here.
Yeah.
But then was there anything said like, you know, hey, don't, you know, keep us on, don't eliminate your speed dial. We might be calling at some point.
It was definitely disappointing, and I believe me getting cut kind of fueled, I guess, my madness, if you want to call it, because I was back at home working out 6 days a week, and at the same time, I was communicating with Coach M-Rob back and forth, and he was just telling me just to stay in shape, because they saw it during camp. Unfortunately, I had pulled my hamstring after the third preseason game, so it was kind of bad timing, so I definitely... don't regret or have any kind of animosity after I got cut. Everything happens for a reason, and God brought me back, and I'm just happy to be back here and playing with my family.
But the lines of communication were kind of open.
Yes, yeah. It definitely was. It definitely was.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. How do you feel like? I mean, it's, you know, like opportunities, you know, are few and far between. Do you feel like that you're in position to really take advantage of this one? It seems like that you've played pretty well when you've had the chance.
Yeah, I would say so, but at the same time, whatever my role is from week to week,
right.
I'm willing to perform it, special teams, defense, wherever coaches need me to play, that's where I'm willing to play. I just want to serve and help this team win.
Coach Sperano was saying a little bit ago, he goes, sometimes with guys like with Brandon and Larry, it's like getting cut one time, when they're out in the field, it's like every practice could be their last one.
Mm-hmm.
Is that kind of the way you look at it almost?
I mean,
approaching it like that, I mean, make sure you don't waste an opportunity, basically.
Definitely. Every opportunity I get, my mindset right now is just to capitalize and just to, you know, go out there and just showcase what I can do out there on the field. Getting cut was not fun. And like I said, that's what kind of drove me when I went back home, to work hard, to stay in shape, and to come back and just to prove everybody wrong that I do belong. And I didn't deserve to get cut.
What's it been like playing with Charles Woodson?
Definitely a blessing. He helps me out a lot throughout the week and just studying opponents, studying tendencies. He's just a great player, and I'm just blessed to be able to play with a guy like that.